Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
On asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Well, as usual, and especially for the first-time listeners on tonight, I'm asking all listeners, please get your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready, because I will be bringing forth the Word of God on tonight, and I want you to be able to read it for yourself. The Word of God tells us that my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. So I don't want anyone second-guessing or thinking that I'm making up anything, but I want you to be able to read it for yourself and see what the Lord is going to say to us on tonight through His Word. So get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so we can go through God's Word together on tonight. And once again, I will be bringing the Word on tonight. We're going to be coming using different scriptures, so that's why it's important that you have your Bible. Tonight's message topic is Don't Become a Liability by Skipping God's Process. Again, tonight's message will be delivered by me, the host. And tonight's message topic is Don't Become a Liability by Skipping God's Process. As we always do, we always open up with prayer. I'm asking all listeners, please go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, we come to you once again to give you glory, honor, and praise. Because of who you are so worthy to be praised. And Father, we thank you that you are not like man. We thank you that you have all power in heaven and earth in your hands, and you are in total control at all times. No matter what it looks like, no matter what we see or hear or how it feels, we know, those who are saved in Jesus' name, we know that you are in total control. We thank you that you cannot fail, you cannot lie, you cannot change. So we just thank you for being God. So right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come asking, first of all, that you would forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, starting with myself and my entire family, and also my guest on tonight, Sister Pat Davis and her family. Forgive all of us of all of our sins and transgressions, and every faithful, committed doer of your word all over the land. Forgive us in the name of Jesus so that we will continue to be able to walk in our God purposes in the earth and fulfill our God purposes in the earth for your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come now, lifting up. We want to continue to lift up the family of the late Aretha Franklin, and also we want to continue to lift up the family of the late Senator John McCain. Not only those families, but all families, Heavenly Father, that have lost loved ones. You know who they are and where they are, and we know that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So let them feel your comforting a power, let them feel your spirit of love, peace, and joy, even while they go through the hour of bereavement. And let them remember that, again, that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Heavenly Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would move by your spirit, touch those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies. Heavenly Father, we know that you are the doctor that has never lost a patient. And, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I lift up my man of God, my bishop, Bishop James E. Jennings. I pray, Lord, that you will move by your spirit, touch and heal his body in the name of Jesus Christ. And also, Minister Sandra Willis, Heavenly Father, they're going through different issues in life, as we all are. But we know that you said in your word and you promised that you would not put no more on us than we're able to bear. So we claim in total healing for both of them and all those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies on tonight. We call it done by faith through and in the power of the name of Jesus Christ, that those that are sick in their spirits and minds and bodies are healed, even right now, as we are praying in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will help us to decrease on tonight, so that you will increase in us and through us on tonight. I pray, Lord, that those that are listening on tonight, if they're not saved in Jesus' name, I pray, Lord, that the word will be said on tonight through me, as you use me for your glory, and also through my guest on tonight through her song, that something will be said through the song that will touch the hearts of those that are not saved in Jesus' name, to the point they will open their own mouth and confess their sins and ask Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them. For your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. So we just give you the glory, we give you the honor, and we thank you for this worldwide platform, and we don't take it lightly or for granted. So continue to bless each listener, that they will continue to be blessed by this ministry, and they will also go out and share the good news and let others know to tune in so they can be blessed as well. So we can give you glory, honor, and praise, and we thank you in advance. In Jesus' name, all those that are touching and agree with this prayer said amen. Well, we do have another spiritual food for thought, and tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us in the form of hope, H-O-P-E. Hope. Hope makes things possible. Again, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, hope makes things possible. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants-ambassadors-vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Again, I will be bringing forth the message on tonight, and I pray that you, the listeners, have your Bibles and pens and paper ready to go through the Word of God with me. Again, tonight's message topic is don't become a liability by skipping God's process. Well, before we bring my musical guest on, who's going to come forth with a solo, my sister in Christ, Sister Pat Davis, is going to come singing, "Oh, How I Love Jesus." You want to be blessed by this woman, awesome, anointed woman of God, as she ministers to us through music and through song on tonight. But before she comes forth with her song, I have two announcements that I'd like to make. And for those of you that are in the Michigan area, I am making an announcement on behalf of and also introducing the opening of the new funeral home, Lanier Funeral Services, at 18311 West 10 Mile Road, located in Southfield, Michigan. And their phone number is area code 248-450-3221. The manager there is Tina Richardson. Of Corey Lanier Sr. is the founder and CEO. Again, this is a brand new a funeral home. I had the opportunity of meeting them yesterday at the homegoing services of one of our deacons. Deacon Ben Haynes' services was yesterday at a Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, and this a funeral home handled his services. But I just want to introduce to those of you that are in the Michigan area this new funeral home. If you're interested, the name of the new funeral home is Lanier Funeral Services. Again, their location is 18311 West 10 Mile Road, located in Southfield, Michigan. Again, the phone number is 248, area code 450-3221. My final announcement is I am so excited about what God is doing through this worldwide ministry. I just finished celebrating my fifth year as a radio host and executive director under Blog Talk Radio. So I thank God for what he's doing through this ministry. And now he has opened the door for other hosts to have shows up under my direction. So you might want to take this information down so you can tune in to them and be blessed by them as well. And the first one is, clinically speaking, she was on tonight. She is a psychologist, a woman of God, a psychologist, and she put the word of God on every issue that every patient that she deals with, whatever the mental or physical issue is pertaining to that individual, she backs it up with the word of God. So that's why I thank God for her. And her show title is, again, Clinically Speaking with Sierra Renee. And her show comes forth each and every first Saturday night and every fourth Thursday night. Again, each first Saturday night and fourth Thursday night from 6:30 to 7 p.m. Then we have Theologically Speaking with Jose Dorsey. And his show airs each first and third Thursday night. Once again, Theologically Speaking with Jose Dorsey comes forth every first and third Thursday night from 6:30 to 7 p.m. And then finally, we have Ministry I'm Possible. My pastor's armor bearer, Minister Sharon Rambis, his show is titled Ministry I'm Possible. And his show airs each and every second Thursday and fourth Saturday night from 6:30 to 7 p.m. And also, Minister Rambis is also on my show every first Thursday night. So I thank God for what he's doing through this ministry, through this worldwide platform. So continue to tune into this show. Then you want to tune into the other shows that I just mentioned, that God has opened the doors for them to host their own shows. So mark these down so you can tune in and be blessed by them as well. So right now, I'm so excited to have my sister in Christ, songstress, none other than Sister Pat Davis. Sister Pat Davis, I thank you for coming forth over this worldwide platform to share with the world your anointed voice that God has gifted you with. So I present to you, my listening audience, my sister in Christ, Sister Pat Davis, as she's going to sing for us, Oh, How I Love Jesus. Sister Pat Davis.
I love to hear, I love to sing, it's worth, it sounds like music. In my ear, the sweetest name on earth, it tells me of Savior's love. I'm talking about the one who died for me. Oh, yes, it tells me of the precious blood of sinners, perfect plea. Jesus, oh, how I love Jesus, oh, how I love Jesus, because he first, because he because he first loved me.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, how I love Jesus. Aren't you glad that Jesus loves you so much that he died? He took upon my sins and your sins, and he took them upon the cross. They was nailed to the cross. And because of that great love for God the Father first and then for mankind, he came down and he paid our sin debt with his own precious blood, a debt that he did not owe, but he knew it was a debt that we could not pay. So aren't you glad that Jesus loved us so much that he died for us and he rose for us? He's coming back again for those that are saved in his name. So I just want to say thank you to my sister in Christ, my sister in the Lord, Sister Pat Davis, for that lovely rendition of Oh, How I Love Jesus. Now, you know there is a powerful anointing on her. Whenever you can come across and sing with that such anointing and power, that you know that God is using her. So I thank her for extending and lending her voice to the world on tonight, that God will be glorified through her singing. And I pray that you were blessed by that musical selection, Oh, How I Love Jesus, by Sister Pat Davis, my sister in Christ. Sister Pat Davis, before I release you, could you please share with the listening audience, should there be a church or ministry that would like for you to come sing and minister to them or their congregation, how would the listeners get in contact with you, please?
They can contact me at 313-408-4062.
Could you do that once again, please?
That's 313-408-4062.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sister Pat Davis, once again, I want to thank you for sharing with the worldwide listeners on tonight your unique, gifted, anointed voice that the Lord has blessed you with through ministry of singing. So continue to be blessed of the Lord, and I thank you for coming forth and blessing me and blessing my listeners on tonight. Continue to be blessed of the Lord.
And bless you as well. Bless you.
Thank you so much. Well, listening audience, we're getting ready for the word on right now. So I do, again, I pray that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready, because we're getting ready to go into this word on tonight. I will be bringing the word. And again, tonight's message topic is, for tonight, don't become a liability by skipping God's process. And I will be using various scriptures, so this is why it's important that you have your Bible and your pen and paper ready, so that you can follow along with me as we go through the Word of God together on tonight. And what an honor it is to be able to bring forth and share with the listening audience the Word of God on tonight. And first, we're going to start off with this. Before we go to the scriptures, God wants and is seeking true believers who will totally surrender to him. Those who are ready and willing to live for him day in and day out. God is still looking for those who will choose to put and keep him first place in their lives. And last but not least, God is seeking doers of his word and not hearers only. For the word of God tells us that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are still few. Truer words have never been spoken of this generation. So it is important as true believers become doers of God's word, and you cannot become a doer of God's word if you do not know what God's word is. So that's why it's important that as you become saved in Jesus' name, get into a church where the word of God is going forth, where you can learn and you can receive the word of God so you can be equipped to go into the hedges and highways and do what God has commanded all of us to do who are saved in Jesus' name. And that is to go into the streets and the hedges and the highways. I call the street ministry today. Go into the hedges and the highways and share with the men, women, boys, and girls that are still spiritually blind on today, the good news of Jesus Christ, so they will have a chance. They can open their own mouth after hearing the word. They can become saved in Jesus' name, because we don't want to skip the process. That's a process that we have to, there's an order in order to become saved in Jesus' name. And the order is you must first admit that you are a sinner, and that's like I had to do, just like most of you that are listening on tonight. Before you became saved in Jesus' name, you have to open your own mouth and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins. That's a process. You have to ask him to forgive you of your sins, and then you have to open your mouth and ask him to come into your heart and save you, so that once you're saved, he will, the Holy Spirit will reveal to you, if you don't already know, what your God purpose is. See, God wants you to know what your purpose is. We are not here by accident. You are not here by accident. I am not here by accident. We all have gifts and talents that God wants to use for his glory through each one of us in the earth, while we have the blood still running warm in our veins. So that's a process. And the process, we have to go through Jesus Christ. Why do we have to go through Jesus Christ? Because God is a spirit, and you cannot kill a spirit. So that's why Jesus came down in the form of flesh to pay our sin debt with his own blood. And that's why through his blood, his precious blood that was shed on the cross, that's why through that process of Jesus dying on the cross, he made it possible for those of us that that was once lost in sin, that we who call on the name of Jesus Christ and become saved in his name, that we become connected back to the Father, and we are redeemed back to God, our Creator. So we thank God for the process that Jesus Christ went through on our behalf. So once again, it's a process. You don't want to become a liability to the kingdom of God by doing your own thing, by not listening to what God is telling us to do according to his word. So that's why it's so important that we get in God's word, to know what God's word is telling us to do. So on that note, I have a few questions for the listeners on tonight. And the question for tonight is, why do you go to church? A lot of people go to church for a lot of different reasons. And the reasons are, some of the reasons are not a good enough reason for God. So you have to be really careful as to why you are going to church. So ask yourself these questions. These are personal questions just for you, the listening audience. Do you go to church because you are forced to go? That's a good question. If you have your pen, you might want to write these down, these questions that you can ask yourself in your leisure time. Again, do you go to church because you are forced to go? Do you go to church because you are seeking romance or a relationship with someone other than God? Do you go to church to see who else is there? Or do you have something negative to say about the pastor or other members or the songs that the choir sings? Or do you sincerely go to church to praise, worship, and glorify God? Do you sincerely go to church to hear from God through his preached word? Do you sincerely go to church because you love being around other saints? Do you sincerely go to church to be strengthened and to be better used by God? Only you can answer these questions. If you find yourself going to church for any of the first five questions I just asked, there is still hope for you. See, there's a process. And the process there becomes, that's when you need to seek God in sincere prayer and ask him to help you change your selfishness. And you need to ask God to help you, to lead you, to guide you in the way that he would have you to go, so that you would not be a liability when you come to church. And you would in turn become an asset to the kingdom of God, because you know why you're truly going to church. After hearing the word of God, you know that you are going to church. You're not going to church you're not going to church with hidden motives or agendas. You know that you are going to the house of God because you want to be around your fellow sisters and brothers in Christ, giving God worship, glory, honor, and praise together as a corporate body of believers. So, again, when you are not skipping the process, when you are not skipping the process of why you go to church, then you can truly say, I do go to church because I do sincerely go to praise and worship God and glorify him. I do go to church because I do sincerely want to hear a word from God through his preached word, whether it's a man or woman of God. I do sincerely go to church because I do love being around my sisters and brothers in Christ. And I do sincerely go to church because I want to be and I need to be strengthened to be better used by God. So it's all a process. So the word of God tells us in Colossians, I hope you have the Bibles, in Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 through 25, and it says to us, and whatever soever do, do it heartily as unto the Lord, not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ Jesus. You serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive the wrong which he has done, and there is no respecter of persons. See, God don't have no respecter of persons. When you are saying that you are saved in Jesus' name, and you are a part of the body of Jesus Christ, and you're going to church with hidden motives or agendas, or you just going to get into your little clique. That's right. I said you're going to get into your clique because I see it. I know other listeners that are saved in Jesus' name. You may see it as well. And most of all, God sees it. So if you're going to church for those reasons, then you are going and you are becoming or you have become a liability to the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God. So you are skipping the process. You are skipping the process. And why are you skipping the process? And how do you skip the process? Because you skipped it because you became a liability to the kingdom of God because of your motives and your intentions and your fakeness, and you are going there to judge other people. And the word of God tells us to judge not, because he is the only one that is to judge all of us. That goes for me and for you. The word of God tells us in Matthew chapter 25, verses 31, he says to us, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. Verse number 32 says, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them from one another as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. Verse number 33 says, and he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Verse number 34. And by the way, I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. Verse number 34 says, then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. So what we're going to do, this is really talking about when we are true believers of the Lord Jesus Christ, and when we are doers of God's word, we are truly being access to the kingdom of God. And how do we become true access to the kingdom of God? We don't skip the process. God has a form, there's a way that we are to do things as Christians. And we are told how to do things directly from God through his word. Again, the word of God tells us my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. So you cannot do what God wants you to do or tells you to do, that goes for me as well, or commands us to do, if we do not get in his word and to know what God's word tells us to do. So we don't want to be a liability to the kingdom of God by skipping God's process. And part of this process, when we become doers of his word and not just hearers only. So the word of God, if God is sincere about his word, and if you are a man or woman of God who are born again of Jesus Christ and a true believer, you do not want to become a liability in any form or any fashion, because it's so easy to become a liability to the kingdom of God. Even though you're saved in Jesus' name, we can be a liability to the kingdom of God in many areas and be not aware of it. And that's another trick of the enemy. He wants us to become, even though we're saved in Jesus' name, he wants us to become liabilities to the kingdom of God, so our reputation could be ruined. And then people, those that are still spiritually blind, can say, yeah, I told you that they've been going around quoting all them scriptures and going to church every Sunday, but he or she, they're not all that they profess to be. So when you, if that happens, then you become a liability to the kingdom of God. And then you can become a stumbling block to someone that really truly wants to become saved in Jesus' name, because they're looking at you. And the reason they're looking at you, because you said you're saved in Jesus' name, and they may not ever go into a church building or place of worship or where we all gather as together as believers to give God glory, honor, and praise as one corporate body of believers. They're looking at you as an individual, and now they're saying, no, I'm not going to get saved in Jesus' name and become a Christian because I'm looking at you, and you're talking about your neighbors, you're talking about people in the church, you're talking about the pastor, how much you don't like the pastor, you don't like your sisters and brothers in Christ, and you're judging them. No, so you become a liability, and then you can become a stumbling block to someone that possibly will give their life to Jesus Christ. And God is going to hold us accountable if we are the ones that are skipping the process of become a fake doer of God's word and not a true doer of God's word. So you don't want to skip the process. That goes for me as well. I'm not exempt. So no matter how faithful we are in the body of Christ, if we are not careful, we can too become liabilities to the kingdom of God. And that is something that we do not want to do. We do not want to become a liability to the kingdom of God. We always strive. We should always want to strive to become an asset in every area of our life, to become an asset to the kingdom of God so that he will be glorified through us. Through this process in Galatians chapter 6, verse number 12, even through this is a process too. We are told in Galatians chapter 6, verse 12, again from the King James Version of the Bible, we are told as Christians, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So again, don't skip the process, because there are times in life when we face odds and challenges. We face odds, and then we also face challenges that seems almost impossible to overcome. So no matter what goals we set to achieve or our objectives are, we know that it is going to be an uphill struggle or journey all along the way. And that's why sometimes the problem becomes bigger than us. And at times, we have to remember that the battle is not ours, it's the Lord's. He knew that all the tremendous obstacles that we're going to face even before we reach them, he already knows. God already knows what we're going to face before we get there. So that's why he prepares us before we get to our place where he wants us to be. God prepares his people. So again, the process, there's a process. Part of this process is getting in God's word. And how do you do that? We need to stay in God's word. And when we're not in God's word, whether you are at home meditating on God's word, find yourself in a Bible class. Go to Sunday school and get into God's word, where the word can be broken down and the word can be clarified, where you can ask questions. See, that's a process too. Because on Sundays, after the man or woman of God has preached the word on Sunday, that is not the time or the place to be asking questions about the word of God. Or sometimes that may be the right time, because some pastors, they will take the time after a service, if you come to them and ask them a certain particular question about the word of God, some of them will take the time, even on a Sunday after delivering God's word, some of them will take the time to address your question and answer the question for you on a Sunday. But really and truly, that is really not the time to really ask questions pertaining to the word of God after a man or woman of God has preached the word. That's why you need to find yourself going to Sunday school or Bible study, a Bible class. And then again, find yourself in the word of God when you're alone, in your alone time. Get into the word of God so he can speak to you directly through his word. We find in the word of God that the word of God tells us in the book of James, chapter 1, verses 21 through 24. Again, the book of James, chapter 1, verse 21 through 24 tells us, wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluousness and naughtiness, and receive with meekness and the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he or she began not a forgetful hearer, he or she being not a forgetful hearer, but he or she becomes a doer of the work or the word of God. This man or woman shall be blessed in his or her deeds. I was paraphrasing some of the last part of that scripture when I said he or she, but it all pertains to God has no respect for a person. When you become a faithful doer of God's word, this is all found in the book of James, chapter 1, verses 21 through 24. And then we look at Philippians, chapter 2, verse 12. Again, Philippians, chapter 2, verse 12. And it says to us, where, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. So that's a process as well. So you and I do not want to become a liability by skipping God's process. And it's so easy to do. And that's why it's so important. And I'm kind of saying the same thing over and over again. Why? Because it's vital. It's very important that we understand God's word, that it's a process that we have to go through. We cannot go around as Christians doing our own thing, our own way. That's why we have the word of God. And that's why we have the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us into all truth, so that we won't be doing things or saying things out of our flesh, misleading people. And we don't want to become one that causes someone to stumble, and we don't want to be the one that causes some. We don't want to be one of those that scatter God's flock by misquoting God's word or by not being a faithful doer of God's word. And we don't want to become a liability by because we are in our little cliques, or we are out there judging people within the four walls of the church. And not only within the four walls of the church, we have some Christians, some that are saved in Jesus' name. They're actually on the job, in their homes, in the neighborhood. They are truly being a liability to the kingdom of God, because why? You never hear nothing good that comes out of their mouth. But yet they are say they are Christians. They're born again. But their actions and what comes out of their mouth do not reflect God. So that therefore you become a liability to the kingdom of God. So you and I do not want to become a liability to the kingdom of God, because we are skipping God's process. Again, there is a process. We have to get in God's word, and we need to remember that what we just talked about. And I'm going to put it this way, and it's still talking in Colossians 3, chapter 3, verse 12. And it says, therefore, put on as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. Again, I'm going to say that again. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. And it talks about this. Again, it's talking about, now we're talking about godly virtue. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. So these are some of the things that we need to take on as Christians, as believers in Jesus Christ, as doers of God's word, as being access to the kingdom of God. These are some of the qualities that we need to take on, traits that we need to take on, the traits just like Jesus had. Because if we say that we are a follower of Jesus Christ, when we are around people, they should be able to see Jesus Christ in you. They should be able to see Jesus Christ in me. Whether we have a Bible under our arm, or whether we have a cross around our neck or not, it don't always take all of that. Sometimes we just need to let God be God through us. And that is, once we are born again and we are truly being access to the kingdom of God, then we don't always have to go around with a Bible up under our arm. We don't always have to go around with a cross around our neck, because Jesus Christ is going to be seen through other people. When we walk into a room, when you and I walk into a room, it should change the atmosphere. It should change someone's heart and mind all about Jesus Christ, because they see Jesus in you. They see Jesus Christ in me. So we do not want to skip the process. We do not want to become a liability by skipping God's process. Again, by doing things our own way and misleading people because we think we got all the answers. No, the answers are found in the Word of God. So we cannot go wrong when we follow God's Word. And he says that my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. And so we, as Christians today, we must be about our Heavenly Father's business. Time is short. Don't you see the heaven writing on the wall? Jesus Christ is soon to come again. Why do we say this? Because the Word of God tells us the things that we see that's going on in the world, from our high government, even down to the city government and local government and the city officials. And not only that, it don't just stop there. It also includes those, some that are in the church. We have to be very careful of Christians on today. Because Jesus Christ is coming back again soon, and we don't know when. Jesus Christ himself don't even know. Only God knows when he's going to give the light, the sign to his son, Jesus Christ, and tell him to come and get his people, his children, to bring them home, to be with him forever. So we don't want to skip the process by being overzealous because we think we know so much of God's word and we do not be led by the Holy Spirit. So we're talking out of our flesh, and then when we talk out of the flesh, trying to deliver God's word to someone that's unsaved, believe it or not, some people that are not saved in Jesus' name, some of them know God's word better than some people that are saved in Jesus' name, who are faithful doers of God's word. Some people that are not saved that are still spiritually blind today, yes, some of them know God's word back and forth, and they know. So when you come in and try to approach them with God's word, that's why you better know that you have God leading you through his Holy Spirit, and that you are a faithful doer of God's word so that he can use you in the point when you come up across an individual that is spiritually blind so that your words can be effective so that that individual will have a choice to make after you have ministered to that person. By you not skipping the process, you was led by the Holy Spirit to that individual, or God led that individual to you or to me. We can't skip the process. We have to be led by God through the Holy Spirit to minister to that person the way God tells us to minister to them. Again, we cannot be doing it out of our flesh because we can cause, if we do it out of our flesh, we can eventually, if not being careful, cause someone to stumble and never give their life to Jesus Christ. So that's why it's so important that we don't skip the process by assembling ourselves together as a corporate body of believers, giving God praise, glory, and honor together. And as we receive God's word through his man or woman of God who delivers that word, that we can go out after coming out of the four walls of the church of giving God praise, glory, and honor, we can go and minister into the streets. The Bible talks about the hedges and highways, that we are compelled to go into the hedges and highways and compel men, women, boys, and girls to come in and be saved while they have time, while the blood is still running warm in their veins. So that is a process as well that's found in the book of Luke. I think that's the 14th chapter. I think it's the 23rd verse, if I'm not mistaken. So, again, we as the body of believers in Jesus Christ on today, we do not want to be scattering God's flock because we are misquoting God's word because we don't study his word to show ourselves approved to be able to rightly divide the word of God and the word of truth. Again, we're going to go back to Matthew chapter 25 and verse number 44. Again, Matthew chapter 25, verse 24. The word of God says, "Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, we saw thee hungry, or athirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and we did not minister unto thee." See, there may come a time, that's why we always have to be prepared, because we never know who we're going to come across, or who God is going to lead us to. So again, Matthew 25, verse 44, lets us know, as Christians, "Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, we saw when you was hungry, we saw when you were thirsty, we saw when you was a stranger, we saw when you was naked, we saw when you were sick, we saw when you was in prison, and we did not minister unto you." That way you become a liability to the kingdom of God. You skip the process. You skip God's process, not man's process. You skip, and if we get to that point, then we skip God's process by doing and saying things out of our flesh. So then it says to us, we look at verse number 45. It says right there, and again, chapter 25 of the book of Matthew, then shall he answer them, saying, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. So when we don't skip God's process, if we do things God's way, as God leads us through his Holy Spirit, see, in other words, I'm going to put it like this. This is what God's word is saying in these verses, these last two verses that I read. What Jesus is saying, when we come across individuals or people that God has led us to, and if we don't go to the prison and minister to those that are behind prison bars, we don't go to the hospital and nursing home and visit the sick, minister to them God's word, the sick and afflicted, and when we see someone on the street that needs clothes, or we see someone that's homeless, and we don't minister to them, and we don't try to help them any way we can with the aid and help of the Holy Spirit. When someone is thirsty, whether they're thirsty for the word of God, or whether they're thirsty physically and need a drink, and we can give it to them, we can buy them some water or juice and give it to them and help them, and we don't do this. Well, Jesus is saying, when we do that, we fail to help those people. He's saying, just as plain and simple, you're doing it more or less to Jesus. He said, when we fail to help someone that we can help, and we don't do it because we skip God's process, he said, what you've done to the least of these, the little ones, but also unto me. So then when that happens, if that, for God forbid, if that should happen, then you have skipped God's process, and God is not pleased with that. You then become a liability to the kingdom of God because you skipped God's process. So the word of God is letting them know, Jesus himself is letting you and I know that when we do not help individuals when we can, when we're able to help someone in any way, form, shape, or form that we know that we can help them and we don't do it, then we become a liability because we skip God's process. So don't become a liability because you skip God's process because you want to do things your way and you think you know better than God. No one knows better than God because he is God. He is the Most High God. He made you. He made me. So he knows our potential, and he knows our personality. He knows that we get frustrated sometimes, and he knows that we too, even though we're flawed, but thank God we're favored by God, and even though we're flawed, sometimes we can have negative attitude. We can have a nasty demeanor sometimes. But when that happens, if that should occur, then it's so simple. Simply ask God to forgive you, and he will. That's what Jesus said. You know, we go to God when we mess up because he said all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And we all do it. I do it too. And sometimes we do it, and sometimes it's intentional, and sometimes it's not intentional. So when we do fall and we falter and we sin and we falter and sin, we need to go to God and ask him to forgive us of our sins. He will do that because he's faithful to forgive us of all of our sins. He will put them in a sea of forgetfulness. Aren't you glad that God is not like man? I am. So I pray that something has been said through this word on tonight, and I pray that this word has been received in love on tonight, because I can only give to you what God gives to me. I don't want anyone to think that I come across this platform, not only me, but any man, woman, young man or women, young women that come forth over this worldwide ministry, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. That's why I tell you it's important to get your Bibles out and your pens and paper so you can take notes. And you can see for yourself what the Lord is saying to his people through his word. So I don't take this platform, this ministry, lightly. This is very serious because too many people are dying every day, and they're going to the grave, and some are going to hell without fulfilling or ever knowing their God purpose. And I think that is a shame that some people have died. Some people are in the grave today never knowing their God purpose. And there are some in the grave that knew what their God purpose was, but they never fulfilled it because they never asked God to forgive them of their sins so they can continue to walk in and fulfill their God purpose in the earth for his glory. Because we do know, those that are saved, we do know that there were some in the Bible that God used mightily. You know, you have David, you have Moses, you have Saul, who became Paul. They messed up a whole lot. They sinned, just like you and I do. But I thank God for what they did, and you and I can do the same thing. They had enough of God in them. They had enough Jesus in them. They had enough of God's word in them to know that they messed up and they sinned. And that's why we have, that's why God said he has no respect of persons. So when we do sin, just like David and Moses and Paul, when they messed up, they repented. They asked Jesus to forgive them, and he did. And he will forgive you. He will forgive me when we ask him to forgive us of our sins so that we can continue to walk in and live in and fulfill our God purpose. Because, again, neither one of us are here by accident. God has a purpose in your life and my life that only we can fulfill. Not your pastor, not your mother, not your friend, you. God has ordained you with such a powerful anointing on your life and gifts and talents. Some people he gift and blessed with one gift. There are some people he blessed with more than one gift or talent. So whatever your gifts or gifts are or talent or talents are, God wants to be glorified through you, through those gifts and talents. So do not skip God's process by doing whatever you think that in your own mind that is right, that you think you're going to be pleasing to God. But if it's not according to God's word, and if it's not in God's will, and that's what we mess up at. We need to start praying and ask to be led by God and that his will be done in our lives so that his purpose in our lives can be fulfilled through us in the earth for his glory. So remember, again, as we wrap up for tonight, do not, I pray, and I do not myself, I do not ever want to become a liability. Why? Because I skip God's process. And my prayer for you on tonight, listener, is I do not want any of you who are saved in Jesus' name to become a liability because you skip God's process. So that's why it's important that we get in God's word to study, show ourselves unto God, you know, right, and then we're able to be able to rightly divide the word of truth. And that way we would not be speaking to those that are spiritually blind out of our flesh. We would be led by the Holy Spirit. And when we're led by the Holy Spirit through God's word, then we know that we cannot go wrong, and we know that God is going to get the glory. So that's our lesson and our message for tonight. Again, I pray that it has been a blessing to someone on tonight. I pray that it has been received on tonight. And my prayer for you, if you are not saved in Jesus' name on tonight, I pray that you become saved in Jesus' name. All you have to do is, and it's real simple, open your own mouth and be sincere about it because God is not like man. He's looking at your heart. And that's what I love about God. He is searching our heart. He's not looking at your clothes. He's not looking at your situation, whatever condition you may be in, whether you're alcoholic, whether you're a drug addict, prostitute, homosexual, whatever the case may be, he already knows. So we got to go to God in prayer and be sincere about it when we are seeking God and asking Jesus to come into our hearts and our lives to be used by him. So that's why it's important that we be sincere about it because God is searching our hearts. He knows if we are sincere. He knows if we have hidden motives or agendas. So some people are great performers. They can look good on the outside, and they can shout, and they can be good praise team leaders, and they can preach the word of God real good and have people shouting all over the church, but their hearts are not right because they have a negative attitude, and they're always judging people. That's not of God. You are becoming a liability to the kingdom of God. Why? Because you skip God's process, and you're trying to do things your own way, trying to get the spotlight on you. You want your fame and attention, your 15 minutes of fame, and you want the world to look at you. No, the world should look at you and see Jesus. That should be your ultimate goal. It's, if you want to be more of a doer of God's word, and you say you love Jesus Christ, you're born again of Jesus Christ, then whatever you do, he says, whatever we do in earth, in this life, that we should do it all to the glory of God, so that people, when they see us, even those that are spiritually blind, they would see God's working. They would see God working through us. They can see Jesus Christ. They can see Jesus Christ through us. So, again, I pray that this message for tonight has been received. And that's all I have. for you. So if you have any questions pertaining to this word on tonight, my answer to you is seek God. Go to God in prayer and ask him to help you with clear understanding about this message on tonight. Because he said, out of all thy getting, get understanding. And he said, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. So the knowledge comes from God's word. So through God's word, when we are truly in God's word, we know that we will not be skipping his process, and we will not become a liability to the kingdom of God, but we will become an asset to the kingdom of God. That's the word for tonight. I pray that you were blessed by it. So right now, we're going to close out for tonight. And again, I want to thank my sister in Christ, Sister Pat Davis, for her rendering of her song to us, and she did it a cappella. That's the word, a cappella. She did it without music. Oh, how I love Jesus. And I do love me some Jesus. Why? Because I know he loved me. And I know he loved you too, listener. If you're saved in Jesus' name, and you're a faithful, committed, humble doer of his word, I don't care where you are, in the United States or across the world, across the country, if you are being an asset to the King of God, know that God, Jesus, he loves you. And I'm glad about it. So right now, we're going to close out tonight in prayer, as we always do. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you for your word on tonight. We thank you, Lord, that your word is already being received. And it's our prayer, Heavenly Father, that we who have become a liability in some form to the kingdom of God, it's our prayer, Lord, that you would convict those hearts and minds, that they would be able to ask Jesus Christ to forgive them, that they would not be skipping your process, God, that they would become total assets to the kingdom of God and not liability in any manner or any form. For your glory is our prayer. So we pray, Lord, that you would continue to bless the listeners. You know who they are, and you know where they are, and you know what they stand in need of. You promised them your word, Heavenly Father, that you would give us the desires of our hearts, for those that are seeking you and those that are walking upright in you. So we pray, Lord, that you would move by your spirit through your each vessel that are being faithful doers of your word. And I pray, Lord, and I ask that you would grant traveling grace to my nephew as they're traveling over the highways, that they make it safely. And all my sisters and brothers in Christ that are on the highways and airways, I pray, Lord, that you would grant each one of them traveling grace, that they would be able to continue to be assets to the kingdom of God here on earth for your glory is our prayer. So, Lord, we pray now that you are moved by your spirit, and every door that's going to be opened in your name or tomorrow in the name of Jesus Christ, that you move by your spirit through your man or woman of God that's going to deliver your word on tomorrow to the saving of many souls, that backsliders will come back to the fold, that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified after hearing the word on tomorrow is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. So we now, Lord, we thank you again for who you are. We thank you for your grace and your mercy toward each one of us. We know that we are not worthy of them. We don't deserve them. We even thank you for your sufficient grace. Your sufficient grace is sufficient for even me and every listener on tonight. So we just bless your name on tonight. And, oh God, we give you glory. We give you honor and praise because of who you are is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. So that's the program for tonight. I pray that you was blessed by the word on tonight. I pray that you do not become a liability to the kingdom of God because you skip God's process. That's the word for tonight. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. And we're going to close out with this song on tonight. We're going to pray for me. Until the next time, remember, I love you. God loves you even more. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Come on, KD.
An old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir. You know you're standing in need of prayer. Come on, open your mouth, everybody.